Good evening. Let's call the order to the Sustainability Commission meeting of October 20th, 2025 at 7 p.m. The city does not tolerate disruptive behavior in our meetings. Sunnyvale prides itself on a rich diversity of our residents. We are committed to creating a culture of belonging where members of our diverse community feel included, safe, and respected. The Sustainability Commission meeting is considered a limited public forum, which means the commission can regulate the time, place, and manner of speech. Speaker comments must be limited to the agenda item being considered by the commission for consent calendar or public hearing items. Speaker comments during oral communications must be limited to matters within the commission's authority, generally referred to as within the commission's subject matter jurisdiction. If a speaker's comments are not related to an agenda item, the presiding officer rules a speaker out of order. A speaker will not be ruled out of order because of a disagreement with the content of their speech. Location and online meeting details are available on the Sustainability Commission's agenda. Use the Show Caption button to view captions on Zoom. Comments on matters not on the agenda or presentation items must be submitted prior to the time I call the item for oral communications. Comments on agenda items must be submitted prior to the time I close the public hearing on the agenda item. Speakers are requested to keep their comments to the time period set for public comments for the agenda item, which is strictly enforced. Guidelines are posted on the city's website and the Sustainability Commission meeting agenda. Please join me in the salute to the flag. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Ms. Raby, may we please have the roll call?
Yes. Commissioner Ford?
Here.
Chair Nabhan?
Here.
Commissioner Chang?
Here.
Commissioner Pronto?
Here.
Vice Chair Pistone?
Here.
Commissioner Jansen?
Here.
Commissioner Koons?
Here.
And Councilmember Srinivasan?
Yeah.
Is present.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right. Seven present. We have a quorum. Thank you.
Right, this is now the public's opportunity to direct the commission on topics not listed on tonight's agenda and presentation items. This section is limited to 15 minutes and may be extended to continue or continued after the public hearing general business section of the meeting. Individuals may only speak once during oral communication. The Sustainability Commission meeting is a limited public forum, and the commission can regulate the time, place, and manner of speech. Speaker comments during oral communication must be limited to matters within the commission's authority, which is known as the commission's subject matter jurisdiction. If a speaker's comments are outside the commission's subject matter jurisdiction, the presiding officer will rule the speaker out of order. This allows the commission to conduct its business in a reasonably efficient manner and protect the rights of other speakers. A speaker will not be ruled out of order because of disagreement with the content of their speech. Please submit a speaker card to Ms. Raby, raise your digital hand now, or dial star nine on a telephone to indicate you wish to speak. I will call on members of the public participating in person first, followed by remote participants. Speakers have 3 minutes to speak. Ms. Raby, is there anyone that wants to speak under oral communications?
There are no members online or in person wishing to speak.
Yeah. I'll go ahead and close oral communications. Our first item is 25-1000 to approve the Sustainability Commission meetings of September 15th, 2025. I will go ahead and open the public comment for this item now. Please submit a speaker card to Ms. Raby, raise your digital hand now, or dial star nine on a telephone to indicate you wish to speak. I'll call on members of the public participating in person first, followed by remote participants. Speakers will have 3 minutes to speak. Ms. Raby, does anyone want to speak on the con oh, sorry. Does anyone want to speak on the consent calendar items before we hear from remote speakers?
No, there are no members of the public wishing to speak.
Okay, I will close public comment. I will now ask for a motion from my colleagues.
I so move.
Hold on. Commissioner Pronto.
I so move.
Do I have a second? Commissioner Ford.
Seconded.
Is there any discussion or advocacy on this motion? Seeing nothing, Ms. Raby, please conduct a roll call vote.
For approval of consent calendar item 25-1000, 1000. Commissioner Jansen, how do you vote?
Yes.
Commissioner Ford?
Yes.
Vice Chair Pistone?
Yes.
Commissioner Coons?
Yes.
Commissioner Pronto?
Yes.
Commissioner Chang?
Yes.
And Chair Nabhan?
Yes.
Seven yeses, zero noes, zero abstain. By majority, the motion passes. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Next, we have item 25-1999, Review 2026 Draft Annual Work Plan. Typically, in the month of October, we like to begin preparing for our work plan for the next calendar year. Ms. Raby will display the draft now, and it can also be viewed in the agenda packet. We will take some time now to begin populating the meeting planned for 2026 with more topics and activities we want to hear about and discuss. So I ask that the commissioners use this time to consider topics you'd like to have the commission cover, as well as any commissioner presentations you might think of doing, either by yourself or inviting an external speaker to come and talk about relevant topics to the commission. We're not voting on anything tonight. We're focusing on brainstorming and populating the draft. We will vote on the 2026 work plan in November. Staff is also working on populating the plan with more topics, policy updates, and projects from the Environmental Service Department and other city departments. We can expect to see more of these items populated in the 2026 work plan in November. This annual work plan will eventually be voted on and approved by the City Council. So if anyone wants to kick off the brainstorming from here, feel free.
I can keep moving down too. If you want to, I'll take a minute to just look through the whole thing. And like Chair Nabhan said, I've been populating this already with different items from staff. I've also given them until early November to get me some more items that they're anticipating they'll need to bring to you all next year. And so in November, there might be a couple more added. And then there are several at the bottom here that staff have let me know that they'll need to come to you for, excuse me, that they'll need to come to you for review. And so they just wanted me to put them in the TBD section for now.
Okay, Commissioner Pronto.
I would like to suggest the topic of distributed storage for electricity in the city as a possible area to investigate. And the purpose of that is to avoid the cost of new transmission lines and peaks, to trim the peaks for power during, particularly during summer heat times. So distributed storage, either focused in large battery assemblies or in buses or in a collection of homes, are all possibilities for discussion. But distributed storage should allow us to avoid power peak requirements by the businesses and public. Another way to cut peaks is through our commercial operations, being able to scale back their use of electricity at peak times. Anyway, that's my discussion point.
Just a point of clarification, are you proposing that as a commissioner presentation?
I'm just proposing it as a topic.
Has to be either a commissioner presentation or...
So I can have a third party do a presentation if or make a... collaborate with them on a presentation, perhaps.
Okay.
That, or if you had a department in mind that had some ability to do this, we could also ask for that, correct? If we wanted.
We don't have a staff department that will
correct.
Have any. Yeah. So we have a move within our climate action plan that focuses on community scale energy storage. with SVCE, and we've checked in with them about this a few times, and there's not really any action for us to take on that right now. But that's that kind of, I mean, other than like policy level or collaboration with utilities, it's really not something the city can like control. So I just wanted to clarify what perspective you wanted to hear on that from.
Thank you for that. And it's a discussion item to get feedback like you're providing right now about what our options might be or where our limitations might be. So I'm open to can't get there from here. As the answer to it, but I think distributed storage is something that I'm certainly feeling is useful and interesting. But how do we accomplish it? There are definitely some limitations.
Okay, yeah, because another idea would be to have SVCE include that. We could ask if they can include that in their update. I know that they're looking into virtual power plants, which is a big piece of the distributed energy. So that might be something that we talk about with them and see what the appetite is there too. That might be more fruitful than me telling you that I've talked to them and they don't have much of an update for me at this moment, but yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Commissioner Jansen.
Yeah. My first question is more clarifying. I know that there's a study issue process on the study issue, and it sounded like there's a reasonable chance that study issues will no longer be presented by commissions. So any thoughts on when we would know that, and that, cause that would impact at least January and March, I think.
They're deciding that tomorrow night.
Okay.
So we were instructed to leave all of those placeholders on the work plans until further instruction.
Okay. But yeah. If the answer is to take it off of commissions, then we'll revisit January and March, or you'll revisit January and March.
Yeah, it could be that we are able to remove them before the November meeting, which I think is our hope is that that's what it is. If not, then those could be placeholders for whatever the new processes. There could be times that we do have some discussion happening at the commission level, and then it might just be a change to the work plan after it's adopted that has to happen.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, Commissioner Coons.
So I've got a question for staff. I feel like not every year, but maybe every other year, the commission has tended to get an update on the clean water program. So, you know, the revamping of the water pollution control plant. And we haven't gotten one this year. So, you know, my mind is thinking next year would probably be about when that would be due. So just wanted to see if that would be something that would make sense to have.
Yeah, I think we've tried to provide it when there's been more substantial updates to share. And so if there's like construction delays, then it kind of results in a longer time between you all having an update. But that's definitely something we can check in with staff on to add to the list.
It makes sense. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Any other commissioners? Commissioner Jansen.
Okay, I have a comment of substance, maybe. I saw that on the previous page, there's artificial turf study update in June. Do we also get an update of the other, I don't know, eliminating pesticide study issue that is in our department?
Yes, when it'll either be on the TBD or they'll let us know a month that they have, but we've checked in about that as well.
Okay, so we'll get that. And then the other question on the artificial turf study issue, is that only coming to our commission before it goes to council?
No, it'll also go to Parks and Recreation.
And it's owned by our department, right?
Correct.
So I'd be curious to hear the comments from the Parks and Rec Commission before it comes here. I don't know when it's coming to Parks and Rec, but if there's a way to do our update after that, I would appreciate that.
Just depends on when in the month.
Okay. So it will also be June.
Yeah, most likely. Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Commissioner Coons.
So another question for staff. I'm trying to remember what study issues we have in progress and what are expected to complete. Isn't there a study issue, street tree repopulation with an equity lens? I didn't know if that was, you know, expected to complete in 2026 or not.
Yeah. Did you ask about that when you emailed? Public Works. So that one's with Public Works, not ESD.
Yeah, they're planning on bringing it to us, but I'm not exactly sure when.
Okay.
That was, so, I'll follow up with them though on that.
Great. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Commissioner Pronto.
On the artificial turf, there was a public comment that came in, I think that you distributed to us, that had to do with the disposal of turf that had gotten worn out and so was either replaced or was removed for normal growing grass. Do we have any further information on, or should that be included in the report that we were just discussing, on how we can be sure that the disposal of used turf is done in a climate-friendly way, as opposed to what we were brought to our attention in that information that came to our attention?
Yep, that public comment has been recorded as part of the whole study issue process and will be taken into consideration. That's really, we'll say that we are limited in terms of the scope of the study, in terms of like vetting every single recycling facility that's in the United States for artificial turf, right? So I just want there to be some level setting of what our study will look at, what's available and what information's out there, and that.
So let me narrow my question then. Are we, the city, whenever we have turf to get rid of, assuring that the turf is being gotten rid of in an environmentally safe way? So it's not a question of what goes on
across. Stay on the agenda topic for tonight's meeting. If you have questions or directions for how that study can incorporate, just follow up with me in an email. Sure. And I can make sure that that's recorded for the consultant to consider.
I have a question. On the current work plan, we have other items that I don't see here or listed below. Is it possible to bring up the 2025 work plan? Because I think I had asked in the past about an electric vehicle or zero emission vehicle update for the city vehicles. I don't see it on this one at all. I don't know if we can bring that up and maybe go through the ones that we haven't gone through.
Yeah, I'll bring it up right now.
Thank you.
Yeah, and some of, the commission can request presentations, but that's not always a guarantee that they're going to come. So we've got a pretty substantial update to share with the move 3M related to fleet electrification that is part of the CAP update coming to you on Thursday. So I don't think that we anticipated there being like a further presentation, but we can follow up with. Have you connected with staff, Christina, about that presentation related to the current work plan at all?
Yeah, it's in their email that I sent asking them to provide me more information by the early November date.
So we'll follow up with that. But
and I think we took it off of this current one because we realized that we're going to have a pretty substantial update in the CAP update that's happening on Thursday and then next week at council. And then staff is continuously providing updates to us that we can relay to you all.
Excellent. Okay. So this work plan that we have for 2025 is everything is reflected in this 2026 one then right now, what you have up here, basically. There's nothing missing on it. It looks the same.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I didn't know if it sparked some other ideas for any of the commission.
I thought that there were some. Oh, okay. Never mind.
Yeah. No, we kind of cleaned this one up before posting it.
Okay.
So I think there was like, for example, an update about the library was in here and that's no longer relevant after the bond measures. We just removed it from the current work plan.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Commissioner Jansen.
So my question is actually if there would be interest among other commissioners on this, but I know that there have been some state bills that have been passed, like SB 79 just passed, and I don't know enough about it to comment anything except for that it appears that it made impacts to when CECA laws are relevant and not. And I'm wondering if there's any interest in like a presentation, and it would have to be by staff because I don't have the expertise, but like how housing laws in the last year or so have impacted relevant environmental law, including CECA and possibly others. So not for, but is anyone else interested in that? And you can say no.
Vice Chair Pistone.
Yeah, I might be interested in hearing. I don't want to put more stuff on staff, but it would be interesting to have. There's a lot of stuff coming out of the state. It would be interesting to have sort of an overview, like, I guess, would it be at the end of a legislative session? Just like a really high level, these are the things that are relevant to sustainability coming down from the state level, and here's how it impacts things in the city. But yeah, I don't. I'm trying to think who would be the one to take that on, because that, yes, is beyond my expertise as well, but it would be very interesting to know and have a high level summary of that.
Commissioner Chang.
Sorry, Commissioner Chang.
Wait, I was also wondering if this would be a space to like agendize discussions of a topic, like if there's a certain topic that like a commissioner would want to bring up for the rest of the commission to discuss, would that be like through here?
You can do that here, and I think you can also email us as well to do that. But yes, you can also do that here. If like, for example, you're trying to add something to the work plan, yeah.
Commissioner Coons.
One thought about Commissioner Jansen's idea. I would wonder if that might be fodder. Commissioner presentations are not necessarily given by a commissioner themselves. And if you can identify somebody who might have the expertise and can come in and update the commission, that could be a worthwhile thing. And that would have the advantage of not putting an ask on staff that isn't in immediately addressing their city deliverables. So I would advocate for proceeding that way if you want to try and get an update for us on that area.
Commissioner Jansen.
I would just say that seeing that my name is already there twice, I'm not going to overcommit because I've already overcommitted. But anyone else is welcome to take that idea and run with it. So.
And then we just wanted to note that there are legislative updates that go to council periodically throughout the year, so we can try and do a better job of highlighting those. But as a city, we do comprehensively look at legislation and provide updates, and council sets legislative advocacy positions and priorities based on all of the research and summary done there. So.
Any other commissioners wish to speak on this? Vice Chair Stone.
Yeah, and if I put my name down for Commissioner Jansen's topic, just under an unscheduled commissioner presentation right now, we can just have that there and potentially workshop it later, right? Or I guess my question is, do we want the commissioner presentation? Should we be trying to slot those commissioner presentations in, or are we just
Yes.
is okay.
Yes.
So we do want them to be on the
Yeah.
schedule.
Yeah. If you see some openings here, feel free to fill in. We don't have anything scheduled for September right now. And January, this might be coming off in January. I know that's right around the corner, but if there's anything on, like that's been on here for a little while that you think you can, sorry, Commissioner Jansen, kind of calling you out there. If there's anything that you think you can pull together in the next few months, then you can feel free to add your name to January. But again, no pressure. But it would be nice to start funneling some of those in.
I can assist Vice Chair Pistone on the legislative update or impacts. Commissioner Chang.
I was wondering if you could list me with Commissioner Jansen for the youth group updates one, and then if you guys want to schedule it for like January, I think I could help Commissioner Jansen so that we are able to do it by that deadline.
It was the youth group updates, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And then just a clarification question for the legislative impacts. Did you want that to be specific to CEQA, or is that broadly legislative impacts? Like,
I like the focus on sustainability. So I think maybe CEQA is too narrow, but definitely not all legislative impacts, just things related to sustainability.
Commissioner Chang. Oh, no problem. Vice Chair Pistone.
Yeah, I was just looking at when might be a good time for when the state stuff, when the state process is going. So maybe we could put that in September, unless staff wants to keep the option open to have one meeting canceled. But I think August is pretty light as well.
Yeah, we don't need to have it in September. It's just that's the only month that we don't have anything. But that doesn't mean that we won't. I'm sure, you know, staff, they're constantly changing their dates that they need to come to us. So I anticipate September will happen.
And we have three other study sessions coming in the to-be-scheduled list. And
yes,
do we have a sense of whether those, I mean, stuff can always slide, but do we think those will come to us in 2026?
I think East Channel Trail is supposed to. From the last meeting, they did say sometime in 2026 they were going to come back with an update. And then I'm pretty sure the residential parking study is supposed to come to you all by next year, because it was supposed to be, it was on the agenda for this year and they've had to push that out. So yeah. And then adaptive reuse ordinance, I'm not sure. I think that one's new to me, so I'm not really sure when that is supposed to come. And that one could just stay the whole year. Sometimes that happens.
So if I could suggest, if we want to put the legislative impacts in August, and then if it slips, then so be it.
I agree.
Oh, cool. Yeah, that works.
All right. Commissioner Pronto.
I was wondering if the December item might be pushed to January.
The December item moved to the following January or to the beginning of this?
I was thinking that was, scroll up. I got the wrong December. Thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
I scratch my comment. I withdraw it.
Okay.
All right. Commissioner Chang.
For the edible food waste recovery presentation, I'm wondering if it might be able to be slotted in somewhere towards the beginning of the year, because I know that Joint Ventures finalized a lot of their materials that they're going to use for the upcoming years, like late December-ish. And I know there's currently a group of high school students working with them to develop new materials that's due at the end of this year. So maybe the early next year would be a good time to look at that.
Commissioner Jansen.
So you know more than I do about that. My thought on this had been looking at things like, you know, if a company hosts an event and there's leftover food that's edible, where does that go? Or where does food from grocery stores go? Or where does all that kind of go there? Can you scroll up so I can see? It's been sitting here for like a year, so it's about time we probably do it. I would probably not want to do it before March, particularly for keeping the youth groups one, unless you want to take the youth groups one. I don't think I can do two of them like back to back. And I know Council Member Srinivasan is also interested in food recovery, so I need time to pick his brain because I know he knows a lot about what's going on. So,
Council Member Srinivasan.
Thank you. Now that my name is brought up, yes. The state of the city, which happened, I think, September, we awarded High School Student of the Year. His project was fruitsharing.com. Basically, they have collected about 20,000 pounds of fruits and vegetables from the backyard. The question now in Sunnyvale is, how do we distribute that? So I'm working with Supervisor Otto Lee on providing a refrigerated minivan for Sunnyvale. So let's see how that works. But there are various groups working on that. I think the chair knows about one of the Rotary members who is in the Peninsula food delivery, whatever the program is. Thank you.
Yeah, and then we will share a bit of an update on the Second Harvest food recovery that we're doing here in Santa Clara County. We're doing a really great job with that, and that's part of complying with state law that I think it's 1383. That sounds like the right one. That was the multifaceted. Yeah, okay.
So did you want to schedule that for sorry.
Really bad at this new speaker thing. So I would say we can put it in March or April. March probably looks better. March, April, May. What do you guys think?
Let's not do April. I just got confirmation today before this meeting that SVCE is going to use that month to also present. So that one's going to be packed.
Also April.
Also in April.
Okay, not in February.
No, yeah, they just moved
it. They just moved that, yeah. Okay.
Let me do that now. Thank you.
So one thought would be if Commissioner Chang, you want to take over as the lead on the youth group updates, which makes sense since you're much closer to them than I am, and I can help if needed. And then I could do the food one in February. I would be okay with that. Wait, assuming, is that spring break?
It's the 3-day weekend. So the January and February meetings are always on Tuesdays after the 3-day weekend.
February might not be here then.
March is probably.
March might be better.
March seems pretty light.
Yeah, March is like, anticipating we don't need to review study issue process in March. So, yeah.
Okay, let's put it on March then. And then Commissioner Chang, can we put your name first on the youth groups?
Yeah, that sounds good.
And then we moved the sustainability speaker series proposal up to March this year because April is looking really packed. So have a little bit less time than normal to pull that together, just FYI.
Vice Chair Pistone.
Yeah, I just wanted to flag that because we will also have to put together that presentation for a sustainability speaker series proposal. So if you're okay with that, okay.
Commissioner Jansen, we can move your edible food recovery to another month if you feel like, you know, that might be a lot to take on. If you're going to be supporting Commissioner Chang in January, probably going to be out in February, and then you would need to put this commissioner presentation together in March while also getting the sustainability speaker series proposal.
I'm okay leaving it there for now, and then in January, I will let you know if I change my mind.
Okay, sounds good.
Is it possible to scroll back down to?
Yes, yes.
So we moved the legislative impact up already, I think. So.
Oh, yes, thank you, sorry. We were talking, what month was that? Was that August?
I think you already moved it.
Oh, okay, I just didn't delete it from down there, thanks. Yeah.
Commissioner Pronto, is there a month you want to do that distributed storage or just leave it on the bottom for now?
Depends on the guest speaker.
Can you turn your mic on?
Sorry.
It depends on the guest speaker, and I don't have information on their availability yet.
Okay, we can leave it.
Commissioner Coons.
So I don't have a topic yet, but I do enjoy having the homework assignment of doing a commissioner presentation. So I don't want to put something on there that's hopelessly vague, but maybe when we come back in November, I will throw something out there. For me, just the constraint is that it'd have to be June or before. Yeah.
All right. Does anyone else want to speak on this item before we hear from remote speakers? All All right, seeing none, remote speakers are warned to limit their comments to the agenda item being considered. Speakers are ruled out of order. Speakers who are ruled out of order will not be given another chance to speak on this item. The title of this agenda is Review 2025 Draft Annual Work Plan. Ms. Raby, do we have any remote participants wishing to speak on this item?
No, we do not.
All right, I'll close the public hearing. Next, we have a consideration for potential study issues. Do we have any potential study issues being submitted, Ms. Raby?
No, we don't. And we'll find out tomorrow how council wants to move forward with that.
Okay. The next portion of the agenda is for oral reports and announcements by commissioners and staff to share information. Do commissioners have any non-agenda items or comments? A reminder to my colleagues to use their, well, raise your hand and I'll ask you to speak. Commissioner Jansen.
Yes. Okay. I'm going to read off an email. So Thursday, October 30th, and Commissioner Chang may be able to add to this. Supervisor Otto Lee, who represents Sunnyvale at the county level, and Silicon Valley Youth Climate Action are hosting a community roundtable, quote, focused on the climate crisis and our county's role in advancing bold environmental and climate action. And it is so Thursday, October 30th, starting at 4:30 at the Campbell Community Center. So I'm going to try and make it, and anyone else should come too.
Thank you. Commissioner Coons.
I just want to remind everybody that we have 15 days left to vote.
Any other? Oh, Commissioner Jansen.
Staff is going to talk about the disability and climate change one. Okay, then I'm good.
Any other commissioners have anything they'd like to speak about? All right. Councilmember Srinivasan, do you have anything you'd like to speak about?
Thank you, Chair, except I'll not be able to attend the joint commission meetings on Thursday, right? So sorry about that, but I'll definitely catch up. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, Ms. Raby, do you have any non-agenda items or staff comments?
Yes, I do. Okay, so first I just wanted to note that I'm not sure if you all saw when you came in, but we do have a new security guard on the premise. They will be just kind of helping out from 5 p.m. till 1:30 a.m., just making sure that people are safe and asking how to what they need and where they're heading in the building. So just wanted to call that out. That's going to be something that you'll see moving forward. And next up, there is fall recruitment happening. So the city clerk's office wanted me to share that there is an opening for the Human Relations Commission, and applications are due by 4 p.m. on Monday, October 27th, in order to be scheduled for an interview with council on Monday, November 3rd. And general eligibility requirements include Sunnyvale residency. For more information, visit sunnyvale.ca.gov and search boards and commissions, or call the office of the city clerk at 408-730-7483 to request an application. And I'll go back. Okay, and so now for upcoming events that I wanted you all to be aware of. On tomorrow, October 21st, there is the Office of Equity, Access, and Inclusion. They are hosting an event called Sharing Their Stories, an LGBTQ plus panel dialogue. And that's from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. in person here at City Hall. Registration is required to attend. So for information on how to register, just visit sunnyvale.ca.gov and search Sunnyvale Unity, or call 408-730-7950. And then on October 22nd, there is a rainwater harvesting webinar hosted by the Bay Area Water Supply and Conservation Agency, or BOSCA. And that is going to be from 6 to 7:30 p.m. and registration is required, and it closes that same day around 5 p.m. The registration link closes. And then on Thursday, October 23rd this week, just wanted to remind you all that we are having a joint study session with the Bicycle and Pedestrian Advisory Commission, and that's going to be at 7 p.m. in the council chambers room, so not this room, the big room, where council meets. And I will send you some more information this week on how to prepare, but really looking forward to you all being there. And we're going to be presenting, of course, on the 2024 greenhouse gas inventory, as well as our annual fiscal year 2024-25 cap updates. So it's going to be a really good meeting. And on Saturday, October 25th, we have our EV Frunk or Treat event, and that's going to be at 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 433 Charles Street, so just across the way here near the Charles Street Garden. And it's going to be a really fun event for families to come and do some trick-or-treating and learn about EVs, so hope to see you all there. And then the following day, on Sunday, the 26th, we have our annual pet parade from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Plaza del Sol here in Sunnyvale. So if you have a pet, dress them up and bring them to the parade. And next Monday, October 27th, we are having our sustainability speaker series event, United for Disability and Climate Justice. It's going to be from 7 to 8:30 p.m. Registration is required to attend, and for more information and to register, visit sunnyvale.ca.gov and search Sustainability Speaker Series or contact 408-730-7717 and help us spread the word. I'm going to be sending you all some more infographics and stuff like that to share with your networks after this meeting and probably tomorrow or the next day. Okay, and then almost done with our upcoming events. There's a lot. And then November 8th, we have our document shredding event at the Sunnyvale Smart Station. It's going to be from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. You'll need to show proof of residency, and you cannot bring any more than 5 paper bags or banker-sized boxes per household of paper that you want to shred. And then on that same day, November 8th, there is a bicycle safety information and repair workshop happening at the Sunnyvale Public Library. That's going to be from 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. And then on November 22nd, we're going to be having a sustainable craft event. It's going to be on how to upcycle dog toys. So that's going to also be at the Sunnyvale Public Library. This is a new event. I think we've mentioned to you all that we hired a sustainability librarian. So they're coming up with all these really great ideas to host at the library. So this is one of them. And that event is going to be from 1 to 3 p.m. Okay, and so then now for our next meeting. Our next meeting is going to be on... I forgot to update that. November 17th, and we are going to be meeting here in the Redwood Conference Room 140 in City Hall, and it's going to be at 7 p.m. And then we have our joint, again, I just wanted to remind you all, joint study session on Thursday. And let's see, for tentative council meeting agenda or TCMAC, we have tomorrow an item 25-0569, evaluate the City of Sunnyvale study issue process. So as we've been mentioning, they're going to be talking about that tomorrow. So tune in if you're interested to learn a little bit more about what is going to happen with our study issue process. And then on October 28th, City Council is going to be hearing from us in ESD on the same CAP update presentation that you all are going to be getting on Thursday with BPAC. And that's going to be during their regular council meeting starting at 7 p.m. So if you're interested to hear the presentation again to council, Madeline and I are going to be at the October 28th meeting. And then there's two items for the November 18th meeting I wanted to call out. So 25-0635 at 5 p.m. is a study session on the active transportation plan implementation update. So if you're interested in the ATP and any updates on that, it's going to be at 5 p.m. on November 18th. That same day, November 18th, but at 6 p.m., council's also going to be hearing a study session titled Joint Meeting of City Council with Board and Commission Chairs and Vice Chairs to Review and Improve Overall Effectiveness of Commission Meetings. So we already kind of went over that a couple meetings ago. I have the notes that you all took for how to make these meetings more effective. So I'll be sending those notes to Chair Nabhan, and then he will be going to that meeting to convey the Sustainability Commission's notes and recommendations, as well as Vice Chair Pistone. And then the last item I wanted to call out was is in December. So December 2nd, there's an item 25-0707, select an alternative for Hollenbeck bike lane study. So thought maybe you all would be interested in that. It's a study issue, DPW 21-01. And with that, I am done with my updates. And if Madeline has anything to add, feel free.
Just one. Christina found on November 18th, there's a presentation titled State Senator Dr. Aisha Wahab Legislative Update. So kind of in line with what we discussed, if you guys want to check that out, we'll add it to the reminder.
All right. Thank you for all the great updates. Now let's take a look at the annual work plan. I know we've been looking at it, but can you please share the annual work plan, Ms. Raby, so we can look at what we have left for this year?
Yes. Give me a little bit. Bring it right up. Oh, wrong one. Was it? Oh, let me go down. I have the whole pack it up. So here, just had to scroll a little bit further down. Okay, so here is our annual work plan for this year. And I added our special meeting, our joint study session with BPAC here on October 23rd. And then for November, we are going to have a pretty packed meeting. So anticipate that one going a little bit long, longer than usual. But we're going to be hearing from our solid waste staff on solid waste program updates, and as well as part of our regulatory team on the stormwater side. They're going to be presenting on our green stormwater infrastructure plan update. I believe it's been a few years since you all have heard an update on this. So they're planning on being here in November. And then we will have our annual review of code of ethics and conduct for elected and appointed officials. So I'll be sending you all that that document to review. And it's just that item's going to be you letting me know that you read that packet and you will abide by those, by our code of ethics. And then the last item is to approve our 2026 master work plan. So what we were just looking at today, that will be a little bit more filled out for November. And then if you have any last minute additions that you want to throw in there, we'll do that and then vote on the item to then send to council for them to review. And then our December meeting, just wanted to remind you all that we're canceling that. I will not be here, so it'll be a nice little break.
Well, thank you all for your help with the work plan today. And this meeting is adjourned as of 7:49 p.m. I want to thank everyone for your participation.